Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Raleigh police are investigating a shooting at an apartment complex near the Crabtree Valley Mall. Coming up, I'll tell you everything we know so far.
And it's a chilly start as you head out the door. Look at that, 41 right now in South Hill. We have several chilly warnings ahead this week. I'll show you.
Today marks the start of the Jewish celebration Passover, and people across the world and in the Triangle are celebrating today. Coming up, how the FBI is on high alert this morning over possible threats.
Plus, opening statements begin today in former President Trump's hush money trial. Who we're expecting to hear from during the historic trial. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock on your Monday morning, and you're joining us just in time for what I call the sunrise trifle.
Beautiful.
You've got the layer of cloud cover and the layer of sunrise. And let's get your Monday started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along. You need some clouds if you're going to have the beautiful sunrise like we have behind us right here. We have the chill in the air as well. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We needed some of that rain yesterday. We got some big changes this week.
We did. It made it kind of miserable for being out and about yesterday. I imagine it may have been a little more quiet and fitting on Sunday than it was on Saturday. We will see more sunshine this afternoon, so it'll be more comfortable to get out later on. We do have a wind coming out of the north. It's going to keep our temperatures cool today. Right now, it's 45 officially in the Triangle. We do have some cloud cover lingering from yesterday. Those clouds will be gradually thinning out, especially after we get to, say, 9 or 10, we should see more sunshine. But around 10 or 11, we may see some isolated showers from Rocky Mount to Wilson to Goldsboro to Clinton. That sneaks on out of here by lunchtime. And then we'll see sunshine for the rest of the day. A little bit warmer than it was yesterday with that sunshine, but we continue to have that northerly flow, which will keep us below normal. 43 in Roxborough, 41 right now in South Hill. We're looking at mid-40s in the Triangle, 47 in Fayetteville and in Clinton. Of course, these temperatures are a lot cooler than this time yesterday, anywhere from 10 to about 17 degrees cooler. But the afternoon highs will be a little bit warmer. Looking at mid-50s at lunchtime, and we'll see mid-60s for highs this afternoon. We do have a number of days in our forecast in the 70s and not much rain. I'll show you why that may not be such a good thing coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. 6:02 here on your Monday morning. You're getting the work week started and you're heading out the door. We got green across the board. Beltline looking good, 540 looking good, and if you use 40 between Raleigh and Durham right now, we have clear, smooth sailing in both directions. US 1 at Friendship Road, that's our live look there, and there's a few cars out there on US 1 coming in from the Apex area, but no incidents to report at this point, and we're going to continue to keep you updated about every 10 minutes here on WRAL.
Brett, thank you. We're following breaking news this morning. Raleigh police are at an apartment complex after a report of a shooting. This is happening on North Hills Drive near the Crabtree Valley Mall area. Nick Perlin is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Nick, police have been there since about 3 this morning. What's happening on scene?
Well, Renee, not only have police been here, we've also been seeing investigators here behind me inside this large crime scene trying to find out more of what happened. I'm here at the Trails of North Hills. That's an apartment complex here. I'm going to get behind the camera and just show you just how large this crime scene is right now. We've been seeing law enforcement units here the entire morning. And as you can see right here, there's still several here. You can see a yellow crime scene tape all the way down where that building is in the distance. I do want to show you this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This is from around 3 this morning. We saw Raleigh police officers actually knocking on doors and interviewing neighbors who live nearby, trying to find out more about what happened. Now, we have consistently reached out to Raleigh police the entire morning, specifically asking if anybody was hurt in this shooting. They haven't been able to tell us anything just yet, but we're trying to get more information. I'm going to stay on top of this one all morning, and I'll let you know when I have new information. Reporting live in Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Happening today, opening statements begin in the former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The jury is now seated, including 7 men and 5 women and 6 alternate jurors. One of the first witnesses called could be David Pecker, former publisher of the National Enquirer and a Trump ally. Other key witnesses could include adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer, and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal, and Hope Hicks, Trump's former White House communications director. Trump himself could also be called to the stand.
Today is the start of Passover, and this year the holiday comes with worries of potential threats. People of the Jewish faith here in the Triangle and all over the world will observe the holiday. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Carrboro this morning. Kelsey, the local Jewish community says it's important they keep their presence known. Renee, they do, and in just a few hours, hundreds of people will gather here to celebrate the start of Passover. They'll be doing it through a feast called Seder. So this hotel here in Carrboro will be the meeting place for the largest Passover Seder in the Triangle. Millions of people will be celebrating Passover across the world. It commemorates the Jewish people's escape from slavery in ancient Egypt. There's mixed emotions ahead of this year's celebration in light of the Israel-Hamas war. The FBI says threats against the American Jewish community were up before the war, but hate crimes spiked since the October 7th attack in Israel. Federal investigators are on high alert this morning because of possible threats. Rabbi Zalman Blooming says they're using today to celebrate and reflect.
When times get tough for our people, it demands unity. We all come together, we all sit together, and we all discuss how we can make this world continuously a place that's more of liberty and redemption.
Law enforcement across the Triangle will stay alert, monitoring any threats. And tonight's celebration here in Carrboro starts tonight at 7:15. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Carrboro.
And I'm Chris Levingood in the WRL Live Center, getting you a live look right now. This is getting you a look at the Western Wall in Jerusalem, a place of holiness in Judaism, and people have gathered there today on Passover. They essentially will go there, they'll say their prayers, even write prayers, and put them into little crevices in the wall. Before today, those prayers were removed, as they do twice a year, once before Passover and once before Rosh Hashanah. And you may just remember that, you know, it's been a while as people right now are reflecting on not just what's happening today at Passover, but also the 198 days it has been since Hamas attacked Israel. Again, that happened on October 7th. Hostages are still with Hamas, and even though at one point 250 hostages were taken, according to U.S. and Israeli officials, it is unclear how many of those hostages are still alive.
Chris, thanks. The Highway Patrol says a 15-year-old and 17-year-old were in the stolen car, and it caused this crash on Six Forks Road at Martindale Drive in Raleigh. Charges in this case are pending. Officials say the chase started 5:30 Sunday evening when a car raced by on I-40 going 90 miles per hour, took the Six Forks Road exit, and crashed into another car. When officers ran the plate on that vehicle, they found it was reported stolen out of Wake Forest. Troopers say there were only minor injuries.
Raleigh police arrested three people, including a juvenile during an attempted traffic stop, then ended in a crash and a gun firing. Just after 11 Saturday night, officers tried to pull over a car in the 300 block of Bertie Drive. The car drove into an embankment and two men ran off. As they ran, one of them fired a gun. Police say the gun was not fired in any particular direction or at anyone specifically. A female remained in the car. 18-year-old Cameron Williams was charged with resist, delay, and obstruction and discharging a firearm. 20-year-old Titana Bridges was charged with filing a false police report. A juvenile was also taken into custody. Juvenile petitions are being sought.
Canes fans are hoping this will be the scene once again outside PNC Arena tonight. This is what it looked like Saturday night as the fans came out of the arena after that big Game 1 win over the New York Islanders. Puck drops for Game 2 tonight at 7:30, and the Caniacs had the arena rocking once again. The Canes got a 3-1 win Saturday, and we're expecting to see another sold-out crowd for tonight's second game. If you want to go, we just checked. Cheapest tickets are for tonight's game about $75.
This morning, we will learn more about an initiative to help women and children facing situational homelessness in Knightdale. That's when people find themselves homeless due to a traumatic circumstance like sudden job loss. Raleigh Rescue Mission is partnering with Knightdale for what they call Project Hope. The plan is to launch a new campus to serve up to 350 women and children. There will be family suites, a child learning center, dining hall, counseling centers, and more. The announcement is set for 10:30 this morning.
North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences' new Dueling Dinos exhibit opens to the public Saturday. The display will give you the opportunity to learn the history behind two well-known dinosaurs, the Tyrannosaur and Triceratops. Now, tonight at 6 on WREL, we will give you an inside look at the exhibit and lab. Meteorologist Kat Campbell will show you how you and your family can watch scientists at work and do some discovering of your own. That's only on WREL tonight at 6.
Coming up, new surveillance video shows the shocking moments a driver crashes into the building of a child's birthday party. What police know about the two children who died in the crash and their families. Michelle.
Oh, if you're already booking your summer travel, you are not alone. But a major plane shortage looms on the horizon. What it means for your wallet.
And I'm tracking a front that comes through on Wednesday. I'll show you how much rain we could see. It may be the only rain we see this week. I'll show you how far behind we are for the month coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
The sun's coming up, but you can see the clouds from yesterday are still lingering. There are a few breaks in the clouds in a few places. By the time we get to lunchtime, we should see a lot more sunshine. It's definitely a chilly start. You know, it was cool yesterday with all of the rain, and we're heading out the door to temperatures in the 40s this morning. 43 Lewisburg, 45 in Tarboro, it's 41 now in South Hill, 46 in Irwin, 47 in Fayetteville. So chilly air has settled in, and it is going to be with us for a little while. By lunchtime, we're still just in the mid-50s and then mid-60s for this afternoon. So, you know, maybe long sleeves for the kids today, maybe long pants. It's going to be chilly. We may see a few sprinkles later on this morning in parts of the viewing area. We'll take a look at that and our next best chance for rain on Wednesday. But I'll show you why it's not likely to be a whole lot.
Let's take a look at traffic right now. Do have some crash to tell you about. That is on Lake Boone Trail right there near 440. We're going to zoom in right there. Not seeing any delays on the sensors right now, but it did just happen a few minutes ago. So we're going to continue to check in on that and get some more details and keep you updated in just a few minutes. 440 at Wake Forest Road. That is our live look there. You can see the Beltline looking good right now in both directions. Jeff.
This is video showing the shocking moment a suspected drunk driver crashed into a building where a children's birthday party was being held. This happened in Michigan Saturday, and the crash killed two children, a brother and a sister. Authorities say the 66-year-old driver's car went at least 25 feet into that boat club before it stopped. Police believe she was drunk. The children who died were an 8-year-old girl and a 5-year-old little brother. Now, their mother and older brother are in critical condition as well. They were hit in this. According to their aunt in a GoFundMe post, at least 7 other people are in the hospital. Today, Amtrak is celebrating its newly renovated station in Durham. A ribbon cutting will happen at 11 this morning at Durham Station on West Main Street. It's a $1.5 million project, renovation project that includes accessibility improvements and other upgrades. The chief of the Federal Railroad Administration will join Mayor Leonardo Williams and other officials at that ceremony.
Heading into what's expected to be a record summer travel season, airlines say they have fewer planes than what they'd like, which means your ticket price is going up. WRS Michelle McConaughey is here now with that warning. Michelle.
Yeah, Renee, fewer planes means more money out of your pocket, and airlines are hoping they can keep up because U.S. airlines are expected to receive 40% fewer planes than they planned for last year. United Airlines, along with Southwest, actually pausing hiring because they just don't need the staff. Some airlines also saying they don't know how many planes they can fly. Of course, the Boeing 737 MAX production delays potentially playing into the issue. Boeing under a lot of scrutiny right now. They're under investigation by the FAA after that door plug blowout on the Alaska Airlines flight earlier this year. All of this has major airlines bracing for a record-breaking season.
It means higher prices, but also planes that are going to be more full than they would otherwise be.
Yeah, and airlines now have just months left before summer travel season takes off. And Renee, Boeing's number of airplane deliveries sank to 83 in their latest quarter. That's compared to the 157, the one prior to that, definitely playing into this issue.
Michelle, we're experiencing those higher prices firsthand. So you know how every year we go to Montana to visit our family. My in-laws live there. We just got our tickets. $500 more per person they cost last year, three of us flying. It is sticker shock for sure.
Yes.
Michelle, thanks.
UNC women's tennis team is ACC champ. They won the title by beating Virginia in the final on Sunday, the first conference title for the Tar Heels since 2021. So now they wait to find out who they will face in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Look at that celebration there. Good for them. That was an outdoor tournament that was moved inside because of the rain on Sunday. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center right now needed the rain. Didn't rain on their parade.
It did not. That was a smart move, definitely, because it did rain for most of the day yesterday. The problem was it was really light, so we didn't end up getting, you know, any really good-looking rainfall totals. It was an average of a quarter of an inch to a half an inch, and I'll show you who saw most of it coming up. Right now, we take a live look outside. Goldsboro, a little sliver of sun trying to peek through. Apex and Chapel Hill, both mostly cloudy. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Grace Guys there in Fayetteville, there by our newsroom as well. All right, so this thing is trying to pull out of here. You can see the cold front pulling away from us. There's still some lingering clouds, and there may be a sprinkle in our southeastern counties over the next few hours. Mostly, say, late morning, we could see a few sprinkles from Fayetteville to Goldsboro up toward Wilson. This is a look at the rainfall totals from yesterday. We did have a swath there, about half an inch to three quarters of an inch there in blue, but there in green, it was mostly a quarter of an inch, maybe a third of an inch. We just didn't really end up with a ton of rain out of that, but we'll take what we can get, because we definitely need it. When the drought monitor came out most recently, you can see yellow here, abnormally dry conditions. We don't worry too much about that, but the problem is if that continues and we don't keep adding rain to it, you know, then it moves to moderate drought. So areas that we'll be watching very closely there in our southern and eastern counties. So far for the month of April, we haven't even reached an inch of rain. And so that puts us at an inch and a half behind for the month. And it's not over, but we don't have a lot of rain in our forecast for this week. Here's a look at today. It is cloudy, as you can see if you've looked outside. But by the time we get to 10 or 11, we begin to see some clearing. We may actually see a few sprinkles, though, at the south and east as we start to see our skies clearing. Beautiful sunshine this afternoon, but with a northerly wind, it will still be cool. Highs only in the mid-60s, which is about 10 degrees cooler than normal. Let's take a look at Wednesday. This is the next chance of rain that we'll have, and we do have a cold front that'll come through. We'll pause it there at noon, and during the afternoon, that front moves through with some scattered light rain. It's not likely to be a whole lot. We've got a 20% chance down. I'll tell you, this is the European model. You take a look at the American model, and it shows even less rain. So not going to be a big rainmaker for us on Wednesday. Right now, we just have a 20% chance down. And that 20% chance for today is for our southeastern counties closer to lunchtime. Checking that seven-day forecast. Today is cool at 64. Tomorrow, we're looking at a low of 41, but there are a lot of places that may be in the 30s tomorrow morning. I'll show you who will be coldest. After that, we just kind of smooth sailing with some pleasant temperatures and a good bit of sunshine, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. I do have a couple of things to tell you about here at 620 on your Monday morning. First, we're going to go over to Durham. Reported vehicle fire on Roxborough Street near Lakewood Avenue. You can see some of the purple there on our screen. That indicates that the road might be closed. We're going to learn some more information about that particular incident there, and I'll let you know. I'll have an update in about 10 minutes. But over in Raleigh, we have Lake Boone Trail at I-440. The Beltline right there off of the Beltline, there's a reported crash. We're going to learn some more information on that. No delays on the sensors. This is our camera at Lake Boone Trail, and you can see traffic flowing in both directions on the Beltline itself right there through that area. I'll continue to keep an eye on that one as well.
Brett, thanks. Kevin Bacon fulfills a promise to the students who attend the high school where Footloose was filmed. We have a look at the return to Payson High and how he used the opportunity to help people in need.
A Missouri couple isn't letting a little tornado damage get in the way of their wedding. We'll show you how they made the most of the circumstances when their venue was damaged 2 days before their big day.
And here's a look at your winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Mary J. Blige, Cher, Ozzy Osbourne, and more will officially be anointed as rock and roll royalty.
And time for a look now at what is trending.
We now know who will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Among the many inductees here on this list, Mary J. Blige posted this video to her Instagram thanking her fans. And Jimmy Buffett was selected as one of the recipients for the Musical Excellence Award. Mr. Margaritaville himself.
I'm sure we're going to see his name popping up all over awards coming out through the following year following his death. And the list of names, I mean, Peter Frampton, Foreigner, mm-hmm. you mentioned Cher there, Dave Matthews Band. I thought it was a list of nominees when I first saw it. These are all going in. That's a big deal.
And these are all artists that we've heard of.
Right. Mostly. Yeah, exactly. Mostly. Kevin Bacon. We've heard of him, like a lot of folks. He kept his promise to return to the high school where Footloose was filmed 40 years ago. Ooh. Yeah, we told you last month about the high schoolers at Payson High's social media quest to get Bacon to come to their school's prom, and the school now, it'll be demolished this summer. So Kevin Bacon returned Saturday for a pep rally ahead of the prom, and then at the prom, the students all danced to Footloose.
I mean, this is fantastic that the students were the ones who put that request out there, put that out in the universe, and convinced Kevin Bacon to come. This was not Kevin Bacon, the movie star, saying, hey, I'm going to do some kind of, you know, photo op. And then they just, you know, were able to turn this into a charity event, too, to help people in the community. So just all around awesome and great work by the students. Got to ask.
Right.
Or the answer is always no.
Good for him. Showed up in a community service project on top. Still ahead this morning on Today, an exclusive sit-down interview with Kevin Bacon during his emotional return to Payson High School. The Today Show gets started coming up right after this newscast, 7 o'clock on WRAL.
He still looks good after all these years. A Missouri couple did not let tornado damage delay their wedding. Take a look at the damage to this wedding video from Thursday's tornado. The venue organizers quickly brought in workers to repair some of the damage, and in 2 days, the couple got married on Saturday. They'd been planning this wedding for 2 years, and some storm damage was not going to stop them. They even incorporated the damage into their photos.
It's a chilly start this morning. Temperatures are in the 40s, and tomorrow morning they may be even colder. I'll show you who's likely to see temperatures in the 30s coming up.
Another historic first as opening statements begin in the first criminal trial of a former president. What we can expect from former President Trump's hush money trial.
And here's a live look at PNC Arena, where Caniacs will fill the stands today, hoping for the win streak to continue. What you need to know if you're looking to grab some last-minute tickets to Game 2.